Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
So just telling a story to Sasha about my little daughter. You've heard before if you listen to the show. So my little daughter at 2.5 had heart surgery. And the night before I was in the Christopher House and I was praying. And I was saying, Jesus, you got to show up. He did. He walked through the side wall of my room at the Christopher House by the Children's Hospital in Denver. And he said, this is what the surgeon will say. I put in 4 sutures. It's a miracle. I didn't have to replace any heart valves. She's healed. And word for word, that's what Dr. McMillan said the next day after 7.5 hours of being on the heart-lung bypass machine. And my little daughter today, at 25 and a half years of age, has not been on a heart drug since that day, those days of surgery, at 2.5, right, 23 years ago, and does 2 hours on the treadmill every day. So God gave me my little girl because I was obedient to go to the city from which the mark of the beast would come, which is not Brussels or Moscow. It's Colorado Springs, Colorado, USA. And by the way, it's a vassal of the reserve system of Europe, which is run by the Pindar, through his proxy, the Black Pope, who's our current leader in Europe. And the reserve financial system runs the world, and it's the basis for the mark of the beast, which is European, isn't it?
Indeed, it is.
Yeah, and so America is just a vassal of that system. It's only a vassal.
Oh, indeed. It's only a vassal of the system. Well, that's, and you know, you're so gullible people that Germans always fool you. They come to you pretending to be allies. They're actually spying on you. And one of these days, they're going to probably steal your password for your defense system and... Boy,
well, the Europeans already have the defense system. What's it called? Galileo. The Galileo defense system in space is directly linked to the American missile defense system. Now, we do not have a Southern missile defense system, by the way. My wife's father was a mathematical genius. That's why my wife is so mechanical and too. She was really good at that stuff. And he was actually the engineer, the main radar guy, taking care of the dew line in Cape Breton, Nova Scotia, for the northern defense of incoming nuclear missiles from Russia that could come over the northern hemisphere. Because of the rotation of the Earth, they had to retarget because of the rotation of the Earth when the missile sent over. Last spring, Putin said, he announced the fact that they're building these hypersonic cruise missiles because they see a coming attack on Russia. They know they're going to be attacked. They have no doubt whatsoever about it. They're not stupid people. When they see anti-tank missiles given by Trump directly to the Ukrainians, when they see 3 Ukrainian ships grabbed by Russia because they're encroaching on waters because the Ukrainians are being encouraged to act as a proxy for Europe, aren't they?
That's right, yes. And one of these days, you know...
And now this idiot Trump isn't going to even talk to Putin to sort this mess out. So down the road, we are, and my son yesterday told us on the air, Matthew Justin Deagle, who's a world, if you want, geopolitical analyst, and he teach me things. That's how smart he is at 33. I can tell you, we are marching toward Armageddon, aren't we? At a very rapid pace. And Trump's not slowing the pace. He's speeding it up.
He's actually accelerating it. Yes, indeed.
He's speeding it up.
He's not even aware of that. but that's what he's doing.
Well, he's an arrogant. He's an arrogant SOB, and he thinks he's a genius. So did Barack Obama. These people are demonically energized morons on the left or right. And by the way, it doesn't matter. That's why people don't understand. It doesn't matter if you vote GOP or Democrat or whatever country you're in. You're voting for one sect of a secret order running you into the ground for Lucifer. Every single one of these different political parties are like a brand in a Luciferic Walmart with a stamp on the bottom of the bottle saying, approved by Satan, right?
True, that's why it says in Revelation chapter 12, verse 9, that Satan is the ruler of the world. In Serbian rendering, it says even the ruler of the cosmos, which is a Greek word, meaning, the ruler of the entire world, all the tribes and all the peoples and all the nations, all the countries, no exception. You spoke about the mark of the beast.
Right. I'll tell you what the mark of the beast is, too. People need to understand this. And I don't know a little of it. I know everything about it. And I'll teach you this today. The mark of the beast is called Promise Software. Have you heard of that before?
Promise Software.
Promise Software was developed in the 1970s. And it was designed to actually allow it to go across databases for different computers, for insurance carriers. They modified it with artificial intelligence. And the last iteration that I know about was in 2010. And what they were doing is the Promise Software allowed them to literally have every database of every transaction and everything on Earth. And what they did is they had a model where everybody in the first and second world were a node. That's the term they called them, nodes. And a virtual model just like a SIM. And they knew your GPS location, including military-grade GPS to a tolerance of 1.5 centimeters. And everything you buy and sell and every book you read and every channel you attach to and every music you hear and everything. But the Germans and the Americans collaborating with the Germans have been working on hacking into human consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And so they need 5G network to do that, because without 5G you don't have the bandwidth to actually hack into consciousness so your kid 5 years from now at Christmas can order the game Jumanji and actually enter cyberspace without eyes or ears. They just need cortex. So the mark of the beast is a system where once you take the mark of the beast, you're lost. There is no grace anymore. You're done. You're going. The people don't understand this. The mark of the beast is not something you opt into. It's if you don't opt out of, you are in. Just so we talk about this with Kelby Smith of his advocates. The mark of the beast is coming in grade by step. Before you know it, people will say, isn't it great? I can put on my cyber helmet and I can actually go into a cyber brothel and have sex with a cyber whore without even affecting my body or getting sexually transmitted disease or even causing a heart attack if I have heart disease. Or play a video game and jump off a cliff in cyberspace and don't have to worry about falling and breaking every bone in my body. That's where they're going, isn't it? It literally is cyber hell is where we're going.
True, and they'll use the cyber space and the internet, obviously.
That is the mark of the beast. That's why there's no grace left when you enter cyber hell. And it's something you don't opt into. That's why you don't opt out of, if you don't opt out of this. In other words, if you don't realize it's coming, and you and your children hopped into it, you are lost.
Yes, and the basis of all the mark of the beast is the idolatry, like you mentioned just...
The ultimate drug isn't just cocaine or heroin or crack or anything like this, or marijuana with more Delta-9 THC. The ultimate drug is cyberspace and a cyber consciousness that has no consequences. That's so the ultimate drug.
Oh, well, no wonder. You see how the youth is being trained already by, all of these...
Well, they already is. You see them already turning into cyborgs. They're sitting around a table using their thumbs. They're going like lightning, trying to talk to other people, not only at the table, but people 1,000 miles away. And more people are sleeping with their cell phone, which, by the way, is toxic for radiation. But they're actually becoming... They use tweet language, so they don't even know how to construct a sentence or a paragraph or think logically. So the IQ of the population is dropping, the spirituality is dropping, and they're becoming more self-centered and more willing to actually surrender themselves. Like in Japan, over 40% of the male and female population up to their mid-30s have no intention of ever having sex with a human. They want to have sex with a cyborg robot. Did you know that?
Yes, Japanese are very interesting people.
They're basically the front edge of disaster. And by the way, the most advanced in terms of genetic editing of babies isn't China, it's Japan. In northern Japan especially, where Fukushima Daiichi has destroyed the whole population. So they're promising the women, don't worry, we'll just see, we can even do a punch biopsy of your forearm and create an ova and sperm even from a male. Did you know that? And we can create a baby and we can gene edit it to make it perfect, including they can remove genes so you don't have a God reflex in you, which is the N-methyl D-aspartate receptor. And we can actually make it perfect so it has an extended lifespan, a super high IQ, and it's placid and will not resist the state. That's where we're going. People don't see this, do they?
They don't. Well, that's why the last, you know, the last plagues described in Revelation are going to be poured upon all those people who are anti-God.
Yeah.
Whoever doesn't repent is going to suffer.
Yeah, but the God of cyberspace, the prince of the power of the air of cyberspace, his name is the master of the blue light, otherwise known as Lucifer. And 98% of what Satan does tastes, looks, and smells really good. He appears as an angel of light, doesn't he?
He does, and he lures people by that supposed light.
Yeah, he does. That's why that's why the cyber hell is the ultimate mark of the beast. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Sasha, the church is asleep. And in fact, here in America, the church is totally on side with Donald J. Trump. And then the leftists on the other side, the atheists and the agnostics and the so-called secular maniacs from Hollywood, I call it. And people don't realize the word Hollywood means the holly plant, which is the berries used for a blood analog of blood for human blood sacrifice. And the holly branch is called a pindar, which is a magic wand of a wizard. Did you know that? So Hollywood means it's literally the use of wizardry and ritual blood sacrifice. And you have to understand that what's going on in America, for example, Hillary Rodham Clinton, her main coven she went to every month, and even her husband, Bill, reported, Hillary heads off every month to go to her coven in Los Angeles. Of course she does. She's the highest level female warlock in the Western world. No wonder she's not wearing orange and going to prison. And no wonder Donald J. Trump, with all of his background and crazy, lascivious behavior, is our president. People need to understand, it doesn't matter if it's here or Serbia or anywhere, even including Russia, Mr. Putin himself is probably a blood descendant of Rasputin and the Tsarina of Russia. Did you know that?
Possibly, yes.
Yeah, there's some really good evidence I have from inside sources.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think that Putin has some good intentions for his own people because he's a nationalist. Trump is a nationalist, but he's a Masonic nationalist, and so is Xi, a nationalist for China. But the globalists don't want nationalists. They want a global world where these countries are all captured, America included. That's why even the European countries, they don't want to escape. They don't want Hungary and Austria and Italy to leave the Union. So when Macron calls for a trans-European military force, it's not just to fight Russia or China or America, which is foolishness because we've been stationed for 70 years to protect them after World War II. Is mm-hmm. to make sure that nations can't leave, including Serbia. Right?
Oh, yes. Indeed, yes. Every single day we hear all the time we have this phrase, European integrations. So we're just being bombarded.
That's why they're flooding the nation. By the way, the climate attack on the Middle East, the drought, caused drought. Are you familiar with primary water?
I am.
The primary water, basically, I'm going to get an engineer from Northwestern University, Stephen Johnson on. I'm going to go into the program to talk about this. I've got all his books and research. There's a rock, basically called ringwoodite, that actually has bubbled up from the center of the oceans in the interoceanic cleft. It's 32,000 miles long in the middle of the oceans all over the world, 32,000 miles long, that has 5 to 10% water. There's 10 times more water inside the earth than the rocks and underground batholiths or giant oceans of water under the tectonic plates, as in the oceans and lakes and the atmosphere around the planet. In fact, it goes right back to the book of Genesis when you talked about the flood of Noah. The waters weren't just the waters of the sky. They were the waters of the deep that came up during the flood of Noah. And people need to understand this. When Muammar Gaddafi was drilling for water, he had 75% new water in lakes and reservoirs across Libya. The globalists didn't want the people to know that Muammar Gaddafi, this Muslim, who was, by the way, a genius, even though he was a transgressor, he was trying to help his people. They had national health care for everybody. In fact, they'd pay to go to Europe for special treatment for cancer. No one had to pay to get education at all, and they got 0% interest on their home. Did you know that?
Oh, I did. He was a big lover of Yugoslavia, and he was schooled in Belgrade, the capital of Serbia. He loved Serbia so much.
Right, and the fact is that this guy had a decent IQ of 160 to 170. He was actually a good, even though he's a Muslim, there's good Muslims that are actually good, we call human beings. In other words, they basically have a kind and a loving heart, and actually the genius to be able to do things that are good. And of course, remember what Hillary Clinton said when he died in the back of a truck? We came, we saw he died, cackle, cackle, cackle. And the reason is, after he gave up his weapons to the West, after he gave up all of his other things, the British Air Force and the American Air Force bombed his drilling for primary water across Libya. And now it's a freaking mess with terrorists. And, of course, all the weapons we gave there, we tried to move to Syria so we could move to Syria so we could get rid of Bashar al-Assad, who's an eye doctor with a British wife who had no intention of killing with gas any of his own citizens, but we continue to lie, including Donald Trump, sending missile attacks on his places like Ndoma. People have to understand that Trump is a distraction, isn't he?
Yes, and he's bringing distraction on your own people by his actions.
Right, and a lot of the Christians are lost. I mean, I took me 2 years, I prayed 2 years ago when Donald Trump got elected. I thought, Lord God, please tell me whether or not Donald Trump is the Antichrist. You know what God said? He said it audibly. It was not like, you have to know this in a dream or vision. And he repeated it over a period of several weeks because he kept on asking, don't ask me, Deagle, because I'll tell you. Mm-hmm. Now, if he's not John the Baptist laying the groundwork for the Antichrist, which I think he is, which will be a European leader, because it's obviously going to be a giant super state, and the super state's rising really quickly. It may not take more than a couple of years. I mean, literally, with the what's happening this week in Ukraine is the final signal that this giant super state will come all the way from France and Spain all the way through to the southern Russia to Ukraine. Oh, my God. We're talking about a super state that's probably equivalent of over 700 million with advanced weapon systems and total integration with our space-based weapons of defense for America. We're just a vassal. And people don't understand this. Russia's in grave danger. So is China. And the mark of the beast, at least temporarily, will affect everyone, including Russia and China, and it'll be broken in the middle in Pasha, 1260 days after the treaty, because by rabbinic law, the temple can only be sanctified on Sukkot by the Kalal and the ashes of the red heifer who was born this August. Did you know this August the red heifer was born?
Yes, I read the news about that, indeed.
Right, so that means, and usually it's sacrificed in 2 to 3 years, so it has to be mature enough, which means probably around 2020, 2021, on Sukkot, they don't need a full temple. They can just put a tabernacle of Moses. I've had people in the Temple Mount Association who have been communicating with me for decades, and they've told me from Zafed, the town north of the Sea of Genesaret, the sacred town for the Sanhedrin, it was reconstituted the same year that Donald Trump was elected, 2016. Did you know that?
Yes,
yeah.
I did.
And they're ready now. They're ready.
Oh, they're totally ready. They have all the utensils. They have everything ready.
They have the Kalal from the Dead Sea. They've got the red heifer now. They're ready, and I guarantee you that now with the CFR member, Netanyahu, I call him Netanyahu. Do you like that, Netanyahu? He's Netanyahu.
Israel is a good friend of Serbia. So
he's a good friend of Serbia, but Netanyahu is not in control. Do you know who's in control of Serbia, Israel, and Saudi Arabia? It's not Netanyahu. He's just a puppet. Do you know who is?
No.
The SAD, the Special Activities Division of the CIA. They call them CIA, but they're not. They were knocked off the CIA. They're part of the OSS that was actually transplanted from Germany. Did you know that our intel agencies in America are entirely Nazi? Did you know that?
Well, it doesn't surprise me. All the Nazis escaped to America anyway.
They brought 100,000 scientists and technicians, and the entire intel agency that became the OSS was Nazi. You know, they can go to Canada, you can go to San Diego, and you can actually fly over it and see the Nazi swastika right over the Coronado area of San Diego Harbor. Do you know that?
Well, I didn't, but...
Yeah, now you do. And you got to understand that the entire intel agencies of the CIA and the NSA, which is the largest intel agency in the world, the most funded, we call the No Such Agency, I work with these guys, is larger than all other intel agencies for all other countries in the world. And the S-17th Division, the SAD, when John F. Kennedy tried to get rid of them, they killed them. Along with the Israelis who wanted to get nuclear materials for weapons, and the mafia who, and the bankers who wanted to get rid of them because he wanted to print the money that Eisenhower had announced in 1957. He printed almost $6 billion of American dollars not reserved. Really.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
People before the time of the end, people caught in either the left or right part of the dialectic, whether it's America or Canada. We've got Justin Trudeau. I got a little background there. My grandmother's brother, Alan McCacken, was the deputy prime minister for many years in Canada. So I know about the ugliness in Canada. Now Justin, the son of Pierre Trudeau, who's a pure first-face Satanist, his car in Montreal, Canada, had 666 on it. Pierre Elliott Trudeau was a devil, okay? And these high-level Masonic devils are running everything, just like in Europe. I mean, you can look at these directors, whether they're coming from Norway or they're from Germany, whatever. These people have got philosophies and attitudes and so on. They're plainly anti-human. I mean, and you just look at their attitudes like, oh, man, that's not, these are not nice people, are they?
No, not at all. I mean, just read the news from Canada from about that horrible person. I mean, it's because we get stuff from the West here. We're well informed, at least. We're not like in Africa. Even though we are, Serbia has been impoverished after that, all the bombing and sanctions, we're still pretty much westernized nation, you know. We are very much connected to the Western cultures, and we understand, and we get all the movies and all the stuff from West. And in fact, you have these horrible customs that we have now from Halloween, you know, that has been growing in popularity in Serbia, which really irks
people. Yeah, and you know what Halloween comes from. It comes from a Druidic ceremony.
From Druidic ceremony, yes. It's awful.
Yeah. And basically,
it's a fun and stuff like that, but that's awful.
There's nothing fun about it. I mean, what they're literally talking
there
about.
It was never part of the Serbian culture before. When I was a kid, when I was young, I mean, when I was a teenager, that wasn't present. But now they
here in America, Halloween is as big as Christmas. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh yes, I've read the reports about that. But now in the last
in the last 10 years, I've seen it grow and grow and grow. It's like, oh my gosh, it has taken over the culture here.
Yes, it has been taking over the culture here, which is quite horrendous. I mean, I've been trying to warn. This year, I've written a little pamphlet, you know, in Serbian about the origin of Halloween, and I quoted from Ruth Edna Kelly's book about the certain Halloween customs. And so I just presented it in Serbian nation, and I just said to my nation, well, if this is what you're celebrating, it's
well,
not...
Do they know about the origin? Have you heard about a mugluf? It's a type of thing like a gourd, similar to a pumpkin, which, by the way, pumpkin came from the New World. But they had a mugluf, which is like a gourd. And what they do is hollow it out and put human fat in it. And if they set the pumpkin on your door and you didn't give them a child to die in a wicker ceremony, they would actually put a curse in your home. Did you know that?
No, I had no idea
about that. Yeah. And then when they had these wicker-born ceremonies, you're going to talk about the wicker man? They'd actually take a Celtic child, for example, tie them into wicker and burn them to death, because only if they could kill a child through a sacrifice could one of their druidic children come from the netherworld and inhabit or a physical human body. That's what they believe it or not. Now, you have to understand this. Whether or not it's true is what they believe. Just like the high-level Masons like Hillary Clinton and the ceremonies they've been through. So I asked about 4 or 5 years ago, how did Hillary came about? So I saw a little girl about 8 years of age brought through a spiral staircase down at a home in New England with a little pea coat on in the fall. And they had a little boy strapped on an obsidian altar, naked, arms and legs there and doped up on drugs. And they had these men walking around like these ceremony, walking around this altar with saying the Lord's Prayer backwards in Latin, with goat head staffs and a red hood over them. And they were speaking these awful prayers, because I understand and know how to speak reverse speech. Mm-hmm. Right? I learned how to do it because I'm kind of a strange kid. I learned how to do things using tape recorders back in the 50s. Mm-hmm. What people don't understand here is these people are devils, man. And Hillary Clinton was cursed by her parents and allowed to have a transdimensional entity enter through the blood sacrifices that drank blood and ate the flesh of this child who was sacrificed with an obsidian knife. They would cut at her heart with an obsidian knife, not much different than the ancient Aztecs, right? Cut their heart out, and the high priest would eat parts. So the ceremony in Mexico is not unlike at all the ceremonies done by the druidic ceremonies in Europe. It's the same thing, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing, but you know, now that you reveal this about Hillary Clinton, I sort of, you know, we are stuck.
Yeah, when I got to meet her, I was called a vision of the gift of second sight, which I got because I died at person 8 and a half. So I went, I took care of the first kid shot in Columbine, Mark Taylor. We traveled around to churches around the United States with Mark, and after I finished, he went to hundreds of churches. I went to about 3 or 4. And I got to meet, back in 2000, Bill and Hillary Clinton, who came in a Marine One helicopter. So we spent the entire afternoon with Bill and Hillary at the Dakota Ridge High School. So I go walk up to Bill, and you can shake his hand, you can say, I can't trust this guy, but he's funny. You can sit there and have a pack of beer and go fishing and listen to his jokes. But he wouldn't turn your back because he'd stab you while he's telling you a joke. But Hillary, when I held her hand, it was like holding the hand of a frozen mackerel. Mm-hmm. And when I held her hand, all of a sudden I could see second sight inside her. In the spirit world was a 16-foot-8 Draco reptilian monstrosity. Mm. And it pulled back. She pulled her back and back like she touched the high-tension power line, and I realized it was in terror because it knew I could see it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have to understand, people say, well, that's not possible, Deagle. You're crazy. I said, you know what? When you've been what I've been through, which is birth to death at birth of 8 and a half and sent back from heaven and given gifts of second sight, it's not funny. Now, 20% of health professionals are what's called empaths. So, in 1982, I was actually running a free pain clinic because I did research in rheumatology in the 70s and working with Stu Donaldson on surface electromyography and pain, and I had been one of the team doctors of the Calgary Flames, so I had a PhD electrical engineer. We were playing around with all kinds of technology, including from Europe, to try to help deal with people's pains, pulse magnetic field and transmitted electrical neural stimulators and everything, acupuncture. And so one of my patients said, I'm in so much pain, I'm going to kill myself. I said, well, don't do that. Why? And she said, because I'm in so much pain, she had a decelerated car accident. So I just said a prayer, God help me. And all of a sudden I could see through her. I thought, oh, my, I'm losing my mind, man. So I went down to my consult room, and I felt this giant hand pushing me to the ground. And so I went back down to the consult room, opened the door, and I could still see it through. I said, everybody home, go home. I'll see you next Thursday. So 3 days later, a Christian woman came to my office. She said, well, I'm a Christian. I said, oh, God, I got a Christian. So the dream of my Christians were like a plague. okay?
Mm.
And she said, you're going to save my son's life because he's vomiting and having headaches in the morning. Now, I've been trained in neurology. I work with the Dean of Medicine in the Motion Disorders Lab from the Dean of Medicine. And I worked also, was accepted to UCLA 40 years ago to do a neurology science doctorate and PhD and run neurology residency at UCLA in the VA hospital. So I'm not exactly average. So I examined this kid and I said, he has no neurological signs, no eye ground changes, no signs of an infiltorial tumor. And she started crying really hard. But God said so. I said the prayer, God help me. And then all of a sudden I could see through him and I heard a voice say, and I could see it. He had a craniopharyngioma tumor in the cella turcica at the base of his brain, just behind the geniculate nucleus where the eyes nerves cross behind his eyes. So I called ahead of neurosurgery. I said, I have this kid with a craniopharyngioma, but he has no neurological signs. He said, well, send over the CT. He said, he hasn't been done yet. And he's paused for about 40 seconds. He said, I don't know why I feel crazy, Diego, but I'm going to do it. So the next day, he did the CT scan. There was a tumor exactly where I said it was. Mm-hmm. 3 days later, he had to do the nasal intubation and operate through his heart, palate, through the roof of his mouth. It took him 7.5 hours to pull the tumor, and he said exactly what God told me days earlier. If I hadn't removed the tumor, he would have been blind in 2 weeks and dead in 4. Now, that gift I've used hundreds of thousands of times since then. And I can just be talking to someone on the phone. They can be in, like, in Serbia or China. Or I can be doing a quantum test with a QRMA or now the latest, or Metapathia Hunter or Biophilia. And I put on the headphones and say a prayer, and I put in their name, address, and phone number, and God knows where they are. And their test results come out anywhere in the world. They can be anywhere. They can be in Johannesburg. And it scans through, and I'm an empath, so I actually can feel the fear of death, the pain in their bones, the wall between I and we disappears, and I'm both an I and a we at that those moments. So I actually, whether I'm talking to them on the phone or I'm using these tests, I suffer their pain, fear, and their dying. Just like Jesus with the issue of blood, when the woman touched his prayer shawl, God gave us gift to be compassionate, to realize we are all becoming the bride of the Most High. We're all one organism. We're all collectively God's bride.
Would you like...
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
So, but people understand that DOMS, or deep underground military bases, are funded by the illegal drug trade run by our intel agencies. And I don't see anything that Trump is doing to stop this. Now, if Trump, the reason why he lost the House is he wouldn't deal with the health care issue. Now, you can't take a broken health care system and give it to everybody. You'll just bankrupt the country. But I've sent him a video last year that I did to fix the health care system. We've been sending him material from John W. Spring, who was a whistleblower of the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962 with John F. Kennedy. Trump doesn't respond. In fact, I said we could use all the letters we got back from Trump and his proxies under General Kelly and wallpaper an outhouse because they're full of crap, okay? And what people have to understand is it doesn't matter if you got Donald Trump in the office or Hillary Clinton or any other yahoo, they have to be in some kind of secret order or they're not going to be in power. And the same thing goes on in Europe. I guarantee if there's a German super leader that literally launches, for example, AI systems to which you guarantee if they have this technology and they launch it from Europe, they're going to be able to hack into the consciousness of every child. And of course, just like the Hitler Youth Program, they'll get the children first before they get the adults. And if they can hack into your consciousness, like for example, people don't realize the rise of cyber brothels. If you go to Netherlands and the brothels are being wiped out, I mean, literally, the oldest business on earth, which is prostitution, is gone because they're all being replaced by basically robot cyborg brothels. People don't know that. And they're going to be replaced in the future by cybernetic brothels where you just strap a helmet on or a strap around your brain and interface directly with your cortex, even in your office, and nobody knows what the hell you're doing. This is where it's going, isn't it?
Well, precisely. I mean, the overall control of the population and this internet. Well, you can already see how people are hooked up.
I call it the sewer net. The sewer net.
Yes, indeed. People are just so obsessed with
technology. By the way, the symbol of the internet is yad, yad, yad. You know what the numbers are? Yad, yad, yad. In Hebrew, it's 666. Did you know that?
666. Yes, I knew that.
Yeah, yad, yad, yad. Yeah.
But the funny thing is that, yeah, I've known that because that surfaced like 20 years ago. I think somebody in Serbia had an article about that. But as far as the, as far as this technology, well, you can already see people having their smartphones, you know. They seem to be having smartphones, and yet people seem to be dumber than ever before. It's just
they,
amazing.
They can't think anymore. They can't think.
For example,
last time I had an actual caller willing to disagree with me and not be doing ad hominem attacks. I mean, I don't have, to be honest with you, I have an abrasive personality. And if someone calls in and says things that disagree with me, I'm going to have an intellectual fencing with them, and I'm going to do what's called a death of a thousand cuts. I'm not exactly Mr. Pleasant. Now, if you want to ask me a question, I'll give you a straight-up answer, but if you disagree with me and you think you have a logical argument with no evidence and no logic behind it, it's going to be painful and ugly. Now, of the other hosts on this network, not a one of them would ever interview me. Now, I was asked to come back with Alex Jones in 2007, and people need to know this. Mm-hmm. But when I disagreed with this Professor Jones about the fact that it wasn't a super thermite that demolished the World Trade Center, and I have a background in nuclear physics. I was recruited from grade 11 to go to plasma physics at MIT, and I beat 7,000 people for a scholarship, including people with a bachelor and master's in physics already, because I taught myself quantum mechanics. So when I told them that I wanted to do radiation toxicology, I've been trying with labs for years. The last time I tried was 2.5 years ago in Japan, in a lab in Tokyo. And the U.S. State Department told the lab, you're not allowed to even talk to Dr. Deagle. Now, I haven't tried Beijing or Moscow yet, but every lab, including my alma mater, any labs in the United States, like Geordie Labs, etc., Europe, Britain, etc., Germany, no one will touch it. And then when they do find out who Deagle is, because everybody wants, oh, it's that damn Deagle. Because they actually demolished it with nuclear devices. I have the actual documents if people disagree with me. I'll send them the documents from a Finnish munitions expert who was contracted by the Port Authority in New York in 1998, 3 years before, because the buildings were sick with asbestos and mold, and it was going to cost $2 billion a floor to actually fix the buildings. So the Blackstone Group double insured the buildings with just millions of dollars, came up with billions. And the funding for the Aria complex in Las Vegas was from the Blackstone Group and the Jewish Mafia working with the NSA and the 17th Division of the CIA, the SAD, they call the Special Activities Division, did 9/11. And the chief munitions security officer of the building was a brother of George Bush, Marvin Bush, and his last day of work was 9/11, announced to the day 10 years earlier by his father of the announcement of the coming of the New World Order. Duh. And when they say, well, we don't want to agree with you, I say, you know what? I got evidence, man. I still have debris from the World Trade Center. And if a lab could do nuclear spectroscopy, they'd see 55 times higher levels of tritium in Building 6. They'd see all the other isotopes. This was a demolition. This was a demolition. People, I want to disagree with you. I said, you know what? If we have a legal and mental argument about this, you're going to lose big time. That's why nobody is foolish enough to call into my show and disagree with me, because I'm going to do an intellectual vivisection without an anesthetic. That's why even when I wanted to broadcast my probably Red Deer Velvet on this network back 4 months ago, they told 35 of the broadcasters, and they didn't even want to have the broadcasters say my commercial for my product. Could even say I have a show on this network. Did you know that?
No, that's new to me.
Yeah, you know why? Because Everybody, if they have common sense, is terrified of Deagle. No, I'm not exactly Mr. Passive, and I've been at this a long time. I had a show in Colorado Springs 20 years ago. Before I even came on Genesis 13 and a half years ago, I had a show across the country on Clear Channel Wednesdays for 2 hours with a comedian from Hollywood called Mark Allen Curry, Emmy Award-winning comedian called Laughter's the Best Medicine. I get into geopolitical things and Christian things now and then, bull abortion and other stuff, but I also try to teach people about health. But my edge is getting harder and harder now that I'm at this network. I am sick and tired of people that want to disagree with me and don't have evidence or logic or decency or knowledge of the Most High God. Because if you don't know God and you don't know your Bible, you're not only useless, you're suicidal. Physically and spiritually suicidal is what you are.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah.
And if you don't repent of your, you know, sins, the suicide...
But repentance is not a one-time thing. A lot of people think it's like Kol Nidre and Yom Kippur. No. If I repent of having done abortions in my residency, I repent for the rest of my days until I die and go to heaven. It means I have to stand against that sin forever. Human sacrifice, killing the elderly, doing evil. I have to stand against that sin until the last day and the last molecule of oxygen leaves my mitochondria. And Jesus says, thank you, well done, good and faithful servant. Now you're dead. You're with me in eternity. Period. Whether it's now or 1,000 years from now. You cannot be saved until the moment you're dead. Right?
Mm.
Now you can have a relationship. I believe I have an eternal relationship with God today. But you're never really saved until you can no longer have the capability of doing evil. Right?
That's right. Before we all get transformed into a perfect...
And then you become a perfect or eternal being where there is no past and there is no future. You have no plans and you have no regrets because you only serve and know God and everything is experience. So there's nothing evil that can be done because everything in this, your thoughts constantly are in agreement with the Most High God because you cannot exist in eternity without God indwelling you. You can't. That's why people are cut off and they think, well, I'm a good person. There's better people than me, nicer people, are going to be separated and annihilated. They don't understand that. They think, well, I'm a good person. I'm a good Buddhist. I'm a good Muslim. No. If you don't know God, you're not going to be a good person in eternity. You're a good person this life. People might remember you as a good person, but you're not going to live in eternity, right?
Yes, there's only one name under heaven by which we might be saved, so yes.
Right, and people need to know that. They need to realize that name is Yeshua, which means Yah, the Creator, that incarnated as Jesus and came with our blood sacrifice so we had grace come back to us. Because without grace, we have condemnation and judgment and annihilation. We have no eternity in us without God.
That's right. That's why only through His blood and through His resurrection, we are saved from our sins, and we are saved, you know, for all the eternity, for eternal life. And
God bless you. You know, I'm really glad that it turned out Scott Adams didn't make today. But you know, a lot of people say, "Well, Dr. Deagle, that's inappropriate to say all this stuff about your personal experience."
Oh, it is.
guess what, people? I have only so many days, weeks, months, and years on Earth, and I have no idea when that final day will come. But I have a good idea. I have some suggestions, some ideas. But I'm going to serve God till the last breath leaves me and the last heartbeat happens. And if you don't have that drive within you to serve God and to save your fellows, you're not a Christian. It's a verb, not a noun. You aren't saved because you put a good money in the collection plate, you know, like the soul jumps from purgatory like the Christians used to teach in the Middle Ages. You don't get saved because you paid a fence or get some money to a friend. You're saved because you stand against evil and sin, including in our both political parties and our world government and the evil that's going on in our world that you don't speak against because if you're not salt and light, you're not fit. Right?
That's right.
You have to be salt and light. You have to have a mouth. You have to be socially inappropriate if you're a real Christian, right?
That's right. It's the way. It's not, like you said, it's not the word. It's not a noun. It's the way. It's the way of life.
It's the way. That's why the church was the way until Constantine, right?
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the Smarter in an Hour pill, a combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.